Beginning current daf and second gil daf yedav begin on the base begin to his master the begin with the gemara moed b'malchus. So what do you mean? He's rebelling against the king. We don't have to have a court case. So the test of kasha that's difficult because imkain heich gars parakach the mamis. How is the text in the gemara on that lamas b'malchus? The din nefashas mischil natzad. We learned that when it comes to capital punishment, we start from the lower judges and only at the end the greater judges. And the proof is when the chesiv gabin novel. It says by novel v'yachgish charboi, each man girdled his sword v'yachagam double charboi. David also girdled his sword, and it says Shmuel Aleph, which by doing that they're showing that they hold these chayv misa, and David was the last one. So you see that you start minatzad, and then only do you get to the greatest at the end. What do you mean? But he never was he rebelled against the king. But leboi lemedani, he's saying here now Gemara that you don't have to judge such a person. How could you even talk about a court case? But more of actually kasha is difficult. How was David even part of a court case? But the king cannot be on the Sanhedrin. But kasha, another difficulty is mefresh. But me behem yaitz. The Gemara Shabbos and Rav and Alpha says gabei Uria. The comma that he says he should have judged him in the Sanhedrin, and that's what you know he was guilty of. But my wife, Ahamar B'macha, said, when he rebelled against the king, and you said, as Agumar says, you don't have to judge him in the court. So it says, the truth is, what Agumar is saying is over here is like this. Moed B'machasu, when he was saying that, so when your husband rebelled against the king, when he said that you won't have to judge him, kishadin in the fascist, like all other capital cases, punishment cases, that you would only judge him that day if it's to absolve him, but you have to wait for the following day if you want to find him guilty. Ella, what David Melch was telling him, no, I feel by Yim Gavin Lechev, that even that same day you could conclude for the liability. Behind the Ka'amli Abigail, and this is what Abigail was telling him. You think you do capital punishments by nighttime, you should have waited to finish the court case until tomorrow. And that's what Heshav said. He responded to, what do you mean, Melchizab? He rebelling against the king, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. But says, of course, you have to judge even someone that's a Mar Melchiz. And Abigail Lechashim, Hashayash of David Sanhedrin, and it's also not difficult from this, that David was sitting on the Sanhedrin. Because the Hodei Meshibi Nalkma Sanhedrin, I knew this, that the Gemara tells us that a king cannot sit in the Sanhedrin, and Meshim Galabi Kavoy Deli Yisayish V'Shaytzik, but it's not, according to his honor, to have to sit there and be solemn when everyone else is talking. But when it's someone married B'malchus, Kavoy Deli Yisayish V'Shaytzik, it is appropriate for him to sit and be solemn, because he obviously has a bias over here, because it's related to his own honor, and therefore it wouldn't be disgraceful for him to sit and be silent, because like Negev B'Dav, he shouldn't be saying anything, and therefore he was able to sit in the Sanhedrin. Simnek says, Masa, the beginning was the Gemara Hochgesin. This is the text. My mother, Bedam, what is made coming to bloods? It's plural, trade dam, two bloods. There's Dam Nida that was a problem, and the Shrich is Dam, and regarding murder. Malama Shagil Sashaka just teaches that she had revealed her thigh, which says, Tesis, but Ligar Sinan, the Girsa should not be Ikida Amida. Some say Malama Shagil Sashaka that she showed her thigh, which according to that would sound like the Gemara already said, one shot, mother, Bedamim. Says Tais, no, the Hashem Mefash might trade them because only now the Gemara is starting to tell us what is the two bloods. But Hashem Parshal Abital didn't say one shot to say a Nikodami. The next Tais Masa, the third beginning was the Gemara Shagol Sashaika that she revealed her thigh. Well, Devil Oyer Gimel Pasas, the Devil went on for the light of what she, her skin was shining, three Pasas. It says, Kash, that's difficult. Hey, Chais, it's a Dekas. How is it possible that righteous woman goes to Shagol of the Devil that she revealed her thigh in front of the Devil? Wait, Kash, what's also difficult is the Mexico Guzma, it sounds like an exaggeration, Lema, Shalach La'ur Shagol Gimel Pasas, they went for the light of her thigh, three Pasas. So it says, for some of you can say, the Nimsa is from Midiyakim, that's actually in precise text, Shanakaban, that is actually, there's a dot, La'ur, it's a Malupim Vav. Kalema, in other words, La'ur Shalah, to her light, Pirish. This Avala David desired her. He went with the fire of the heat that he had for that lust. Three precise, which according to that Girsa, you don't have to say she uncovered her thigh in front of David. Rather, when she did, David was very far away, three precise, and she didn't see him, and David saw her, and that he was heated up, and that made him run three precise to be by her. Next test, Masal, that begins with the word Digmar, the Gaida. We can say that Rachel was Magaida, but not to be sure. And Yeshua married her. But Kasha, it's difficult. Hey, Nasa, how do you marry her? I'm in Pekar, all the Gemara says, Yibam, Zabai, and Vamin, Alp, Mephila, Begirus, and Les Luchasnos. Even when they convert, the Shibbos Umayis, the Kananim, Les Luchasnos, and I'll marry them. So it says, what you have to say, Shalohis, Mishav Amin, that she was not one of the seven nations. From Mishav Amin, the boss Lagrisham, she was actually from one of the other nations, and she actually just was living over there. Now, Biesh Mepharshim, Shot Salim, someone to say, Shalohuzra Allah, like this Chad, no. There was no prohibition of marrying them, Ad Lachash Nechus Laart, only when they came to Eretz Saw, and they didn't go in yet. So it says, no, that's not the case. Because I mean, the magic that the Medrash brings, the Nesinim bo l'skabim me Moshe, that the Nesinim, from the Givanim, they came to convert in days of Moshe, tricking Moshe, come by me, Yeshua, like in days of Yeshua. And even so, Lahutra Lev called that they were not permitted to enter into the Jewish people. Rather, they had to be woodchoppers and water carriers. Amos, you see, even though the Kodesh obviously Arden, even though this was before they even crossed over the Jordan, and this was Arden that they went there at Saul, still Hosalim, they were forbidden to marry them. And therefore, they were also love a call. And therefore, that wouldn't be appropriate to answer that the reason why he was allowed to marry Rachab, that when she was Megar, was before they went in, because this was even before they went in.